This podcast, created and engineered by the Bigoo, is brought to you by AboveTopSecret.com. www.AboveTopSecret.com.
Radio ATL. Radio ATL News with anchor Steve Pryor, Dick Summers with the Farm Report, Calm Voice with Weather, Aunt Betty with Health, the Reverend Al Jenkins with Traffic, and Kip Summers with Sports. And now, Radio ATL News.
Michigan avian influenza was a low-path subtype. Tropical storm Ernesto is expected to hit Florida later today. The most cases of the plague reported in the last 12 years. A look at why traveling on the ground is dumb and the Little League World Series is over. America wins. I'm your anchor, Steve Pryor, and those were the headlines. First up today, Dick Summers with the Farm Report, where he speaks about Michigan avian influenza and the fact that it's reported as a low-path subtype and not the traditional bird flu.
Hey y'all, this is Dick Summers with your Farm Report. The USDA has announced that additional testing has confirmed that an H5N1 avian influenza virus detected in samples collected from two Michigan wild mute swans is a low pathogenic subtype. The USDA said the strain has been detected several times in wild birds in North America and it ain't nothing to worry about. If you ask me, I don't trust the USDA as far as you can throw them, so you shouldn't either. Go out and buy those things you put over your mouths to protect yourself, folks. It's getting crazy. This is Dick Summers with your Farm Report.
Thanks for that report, Dick. That's indeed some scary stuff. Up next is weather, but first, a word from our sponsors.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
This week at Boredom's Books, children's books are on sale. Choose from You're Different, and That's Bad.
The Boy That Died from Eating All His Vegetables.
Dad's New Wife, Robert.
Fun four-letter words to know and share.
Hammers, Screwdrivers, and Scissors. The I Can Do It book.
A children's guide to hitchhiking.
Kathy was so bad, her mom stopped loving her.
Curious George and the High Voltage Fence.
All Cats Go to Hell.
The Little Sissy Who Snitched.
Some Kittens Can Fly.
That's it. I'm putting you up for adoption. Option.
Grandpa Gets a Casket.
The Magic World Inside the Abandoned Refrigerator.
Strangers Have the Best Candy.
You Were an Accident.
Things Rich Kids Have, But You Never Will.
Your Nightmares Are Real.
Eggs, Toilet Paper, and Your School.
Daddy Drinks Because You Cry.
On sale this week at Boredom's Books.
Back to Radio ATL News with your anchor, Steve Pryor.
Tropical storm Ernesto is about to bear its brunt on the panhandle of Florida, marking the first hurricane of this season to make landfall in the United States. With more details on that and the weather is Calm Voice.
Tropical storm Ernesto is expected to make landfall in the panhandle of Florida within the next 24 hours. In the meantime, temperatures across the United States, especially in the southeast, are warm and muggy, but the rest of the United States is enjoying a nice, calm, cool down. Detroit, 66 degrees, Atlanta, 87, Miami, 86, Seattle, 68, New York, 70, Charlotte, 86. I'm Calm Voice, and this is your weather.
Aunt Betty comes to you with a shocking report about the most cases of the plague reported in the United States in the past 12 years. Yes, this is the same plague that wiped out half of Europe, and evidently it's making a comeback here in the States.
Hey everybody, this is your Aunt Betty here, coming to you with the health report. 13 cases, count them, 13, of the plague, including 2 deaths, have been reported in the western United States this year. The highest number of cases in 12 years. 12 years! 2 New Mexicans have died, including a 54-year-old woman who grew ill in May. That's crazy! What's this world coming to?
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Thank you for calling the Viagra Hotline. You should stop taking Viagra if your girlfriend's raw, if you got it stuck inside a bottle, if you got it stuck inside an animal, if you can no longer wear pants, you can no longer run, hike, or walk, if it keeps on hitting the brake pedal, if it hits the gas pedal, it punctures the driver's side airbag, if it punctures the passenger side airbag, if you got it caught inside an elevator door, if you got it caught in an elevator door in a really tall building, if it knocked over your living room furniture, if it knocked up your secretary, if the neighbors are afraid of it, if the neighbors call it chupacabra, if the neighbors are pregnant. If symptoms persist, carry a photo of Rosie O'Donnell with you at all times. If symptoms still persist, seek professional help.
Are you bored with the beverages currently on the market? Are you a curious adventurer that wants to try something new? Well, give Urine Ice a try. Peed by real mountaineers in the Rockies, its light, salty taste really hits the spot on a hot summer day. Non-alcoholic and packed with nutrients, Urine Ice is the perfect end to a shitty day. Prison testing shows that Urine Ice drinkers have fewer fights and are not taken as bitches due to the odor they emit. Come on, you've been curious, and we've all been that thirsty. Urine Ice. Is it in you?
Salty, sweet, drink it neat. Urine Ice!
Back to Radio ATL News with your anchor, Steve Pryor.
Next up is a report from the Reverend Al Jenkins about why driving... Am I reading this right? Why driving is dumb? Okay. About why driving is dumb and how we should put hovercraft things on the bottom of big rigs. That's right, he said hovercraft things. This is the Reverend Al Jenkins with your traffic report. Today I want to talk about why driving on the ground is dumb for big rigs. You see, we need to take the tires off of them and put them on those hovercraft things, baby. And then we can just float them on down and they can get off the road, baby, and they won't back up traffic. And then you can add more cars to the road, baby, because they'll be out of the way and they'll just be free all the way up, baby. And this is the Reverend with your traffic. Wow, I don't even know what to say to that. Coming up next and bringing us home is Kip Smithers with sports and his recap of the Little League World Series where America won for the second time in a row. Hey everyone, this is Kip Smithers with sports. This is going to come to you about the Little League World Series. The chants of USA, USA spread through the crowd when kids from Columbus, Georgia got the last out in the Little League World Series. How fitting. Cody Walker hit a two-run homer. Kyle Carter struck out 11. And Columbus beat Kawaguchi City from Japan 2-1 on Monday, giving the American team the second straight championship. Walker said with a grin, it feels great. Paid for by Tony the Tiger. That's going to do it for us today, folks. I want to say thanks for tuning in to Radio ATL News, bringing you the first and finest in news broadcasting on the web. I've been your anchor, Steve Pryor. Please tune in again next time when we cover stories that we may not even know that we're covering. Again, Steve Pryor coming to you for Radio ATL News.
Radio ATL.